Well, you know Bobby Lee from his work on Mad TV.
That show got canceled a long time ago.
A while ago.
I'm 86 years old now.
Looking good, though.
I was in the original Karate Kid movies.
That was not you,
Happy
Bobby.
Days. Remember Happy
that
Days?
Was Pat Morita.
That was me. No, I did. I ran Big Al's.
I think that was Pat Morita.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it was. Bobby Lee is appearing at the Improv.
I used to be
Schaumburg.
A Hawaiian lounge singer. I used to sing Tiny Bubbles.
That was Don Ho.
In Hawaii.
That was Don Ho. Yeah, that was not
it
you.
It wasn't me.
Now, you look like you've just recently
Thank
woke
you.
Up.
Thank you.
Did you just
what?
Wake
no.
up in the last few minutes?
No, I'm ethnic in that way.
I
know my ethnicity always looks like I just woke up, and that's racist.
No.
And, you know, and that's not true. You're living in Trump's America.
You do not look tired.
Thank you.
But your hair is fantastic.
Great, is it not?
How about it?
You know why?
Why?
Because I always get recognized for that girl from Grey's Anatomy, so I go, I just grow out my hair.
That was Sandra
So they go, hey, Sandra,
oh.
I go, hi.
No, not
I go,
Sandra like, oh.
I'm not?
No, you're not.
Tiny bubble.
You're not Don Ho, you're not though? Sandra Oh.
You
yeah,
remember that?
Remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's good to see you guys so much.
You know,
you
we
too.
Had to warn the audience,
Why?
Bobby, because in past visits,
yeah.
you have said some things that have made people a little bit uneasy. You know that,
no,
right?
No, they have?
Yeah.
Why are you just challenging him?
You're challenging me.
I just had to warn the
Did
audience.
Did they tweet stuff and stuff? Like, he's challenging me?
No. People have texted in saying...
I hate him?
Nobody
no.
ever said they hated you. Nobody ever said they hated you.
Oh.
Maybe it's Sandra Oh that they don't like.
Maybe that's what it is. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And I don't like your energy right now. You've changed since the election. I'll be honest with you.
We all
it
have.
It really influenced you in a really weird way.
Because I'm living on fear.
No, you're not.
I am.
Who'd you vote for? You can't talk about it? You probably can't talk about it.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Me too.
And she won.
We're three losers yeah, sitting here right
she
now.
Got 3 million votes, really?
She got the most.
3 million votes.
I know.
Okay, let's just move on.
Is this your press conference now?
Yeah. I'm about to become unhinged.
You have good news that you just shared with
what
Wendy.
What was it? What was it?
That your show, Love, has been picked up for a second
well,
season.
Well, I'm only reoccurring on it, so, I, you know, man. But, you know, the reason why I talk about it a lot is because I already finished the second season, and then now in the third season, and it's Judd Apatow, and it's Netflix. So I just kind of feel like it makes me feel credible. But really, I'm a loser.
Don't say
Stop.
That.
No,
Charlie.
I'm a handsome.
Bobby, it's not
Am I
true.
Handsome?
Yeah, totally.
You're very handsome.
Yeah?
Very
For
handsome.
My ethnicity, I'm handsome?
It has nothing
I forgot
to do
how
it.
Needy you were. I really did.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not needy. I'm confident. You want me? You know what? You know what? You want confident, Bobby?
Yeah.
Let's have
I'm killing
Bobby.
The game.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Chow Yun Fat.
You look terrific. No.
Thank you.
Despite that, you look
yeah,
terrific.
Yeah, you know who Chow Yun Fat is?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Hidden Dragons, Crouching Tigers.
Right. And that's it. And I'm well endowed.
Really?
No. I'm not.
That was the confident Bobby Lee,
it's
though.
Really
I like
sad,
it.
My situation.
Right. But the show on Showtime.
I don't have a Showtime show, so that's weird.
You just said you got picked up for another season.
No, Netflix.
Oh,
Netflix. Love.
You don't even listen. That's your thing.
He's
changed.
I know. You've changed since
changed
Trump,
during
man.
Election.
You don't even listen. Just like him. You just do your own thing. You accuse people of things. You know? Anyway.
All right, where are you appearing?
Why? Am I out now?
No.
Am I
leaving now? I want to come and see you.
Oh, I'm at the show.
They love you. They loved you as Mr. Sulu on Star Trek.
You're killing yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
I wish people could see that face.
I know.
I wish so badly people could see
that face. I'm at the Schaumburg Improv, I meant.
What?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. But I'm there.
Tonight through Sunday, Schaumburg Improv.
Yeah. I feel like you want me out of the room right now.
No, I just
want
to get a plug.
Thanks for coming by.
No, you're welcome
you
to stay.
You plug at the end.
No,
well, we
plug
do it more than once.
Oh,
in the
bad.
Middle,
my bad.
At the
my
beginning.
Bad. My bad.
We, it's, you know.
Where's Kevin?
Kevin's
on vacation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He timed it. He said, when is Bobby Lee coming?
I know.
And
he,
then he booked
know,
the vacation.
But I also booked something else.
What do you have going?
Well,
you're a rock star now?
No, yeah. I did a Comedy Central show called The Comedy Jam. And what it is three comics a show.
Yeah.
They tell a story, and then they sing a song, right?
They do.
Like with a full band?
It's
like
a new
rock
show.
And roll?
It airs in March.
All right.
You'll see the advertisements.
Okay. So you're
And
on?
So I get. They called me and they go, do you want to do it? I go, yes. So when I first show up to rehearsals, they immediately gave me a singing coach. I'm terrible.
Well, you're, no, but they're just trying
I'm like
to help.
Yoko Ono.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's not good.
Maybe they thought I was Yoko Ono. No, but they didn't
you're
think
not
I was Yoko
Ono.
No, no, no. I'm way better.
Oh, no.
Working.
For the record, Bobby has referred to himself as five different Asian people, but when I said Mr. Sulu, he was ready
I was
to
offended.
Punch me.
I know.
I'm not
he was
gay.
Ready
okay?
to I didn't
you
say
You accuse me of being gay. No, I'm kidding. No. I love him.
Right.
Anyway, so it's so then I get a singing coach, and then every day they gave me a note. the Comedy Central, they're like the elite, like the top.
Right.
Don't show your penis.
Well, why would they even need to?
Why would they have to warn you?
They have to, because every show I do. they go, legally, Bobby, you can't do it. I have lawyers every day.
Yeah.
Notes from like the top.
Right.
Right? Every day. And then Saturday night, it's showtime.
Do they say don't, or we'd prefer that you
no,
did
if
it?
You do, it'll
don't.
Be a disaster.
Oh, okay.
Don't. We might not be able to air it.
Yeah.
It will. You'll anger us.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, I'm 45. I'm not going to show my thing.
Right.
That's
so
ridiculous.
What'd you do?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I did. I show up to the show.
Yeah.
And so Tiffany Haddish, she's on that Gerard Carmichael show. She did Tina Turner, and she got a standing ovation.
Oh. She rocked it?
Rocked the house.
Oh, oh my God.
Right. And now, then it's Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
And I
he
love
does,
him.
Yeah, I do too. He does it with Richie Sambora.
Oh, wow.
And they do a Bon Jovi song.
Oh, Living on a Prayer?
Yeah.
Tough to
standing
beat.
Ovation.
Sure.
And
now
then
it's my
turn. What do you do?
While I'm watching Chris, in my head, I'm like, I'm going to show my penis.
See, you can't challenge
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
To.
Yeah.
He said specifically
I know, but
to
I, now I don't have Richie Sambora. I can't sing.
Right.
I got nothing. Right?
Right.
So I go, I'm going to do it out of survival. Right?
Right.
So but you know what? In my head, I'm smart because I'm Asian. No? Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it.
So I go, I'm going to do it at the very end. Maybe they can just cut it out.
Oh.
So I'm singing now. Right.
What song are you doing? Can
I'm
you
doing
tell us?
A Rod Stewart song. Do you think I'm sexy?
Oh, well,
yeah, if you write that song,
then it's perfect to show
yeah,
a little something.
Yeah. All right. So I go right. So I'm gonna do it at the end.
Yeah.
So as the song ends, right?
Yeah.
I pull my pants down.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But the song didn't end.
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
It kept going for three more minutes.
Okay, you pulled
I
it out too
it
early.
It's all in the timing, Bobby. You
I
know
timed
that.
It wrong. So now I'm dancing on stage, and every second goes by. I'm going, I'm getting, this is it. My career's over.
Yeah.
So I get off stage, and they all texted me, like all the executives and
yeah.
stuff, and they said, killed it.
Oh, they
and
did.
They kept it in.
You won them over.
Not only that, is that they submitted my episode for an Emmy.
They did not.
They did.
Really?
Yeah, for like variety show.
Did they have to blur it?
They
or
blurred it,
a
yeah, yeah. And
they
sent me, oh, my phone's in there, but they sent me a what it looks like on screen.
Yeah.
And they blurred the whole thing out. Well, it's small.
Did
so.
You ask them
it was
to
easy
use
to do?
Very easy.
You should have said use a bigger blur.
They didn't use ILM. You know, it was like some kid, and they just 2 seconds, and that's it.
You could
right.
probably yeah, pay yeah. them and say, "Here's a couple extra $100. Make the blur much bigger. It'd be better for me."
No, because I've admitted throughout my whole life
yes.
that I have the smallest one in the world.
Oh,
in the world?
I've showed it to Chris D'Elia. He's a stand-up.
Yeah.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
I've shown it to all kinds of people.
Show it to Bill.
I will right now.
No, I'm all right.
All right, well, I won't.
I'm okay. Thank you, though. Don't even think about it. I saw you look over toward Ella.
I know.
Don't even think about
it. But then there's people here.
Yeah.
She's filling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, my
but
point
why don't
is
you show
is
it
this.
To them?
No, don't
no,
show
no,
it.
You can't do this illegal.
Oh.
I do it privately. It's
okay.
not like
oh,
I do it on
I got
stage.
Do you have a booth set up at state
fairs? Come here, Chris.
Fairs?
Check it out. And then they laugh, and I laugh, and then we move on with our lives. But you know what? I've
what?
Always killed it with chicks.
I can imagine.
Because you admit it up front.
Right.
There's no pressure.
Right.
And no surprise.
There's no surprise. And then they're like...
He's so genuine.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, it's like, I'm in a lesbian relationship.
Bobby Lee is here. He's at the Improv
you
this
know?
Week. If you're going to date him, buy a magnifying glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust
oh,
me.
God.
I don't care. I let the world know.
Yep.
It makes me cry. I laugh so hard.
You're
I love
making
you guys
Wendy
so much.
Cry. Stick around. More
well,
Bobby
let me show
Lee.
You.
No, I don't
no.
want to see
Please.
You. It's WGN. Bobby Lee is appearing at the Improv in Schaumburg tonight through Sunday. Some tickets still available.
There's
go
couple,
see Bobby Lee.
I don't worry about numbers.
When people come to see you, Bobby,
yeah.
what can they expect? What kind of a show will they
I just
get?
Do stand up and I just dance and I do all kinds of stuff. I've been there so much. I've played it for like 8 years in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, religiously. Because I love the room. I love the people and it's a good time.
Good.
And because of my podcast, my numbers have been better and it's been funner. Better.
What goes on the podcast?
Funner. I love it.
It's what?
Funner.
Is it's that a word?
No.
It's
okay.
But it's
a little
cute.
Kid's word.
But you got what it man, you know?
I got it. Right. What's the name of your podcast?
It's called Tiger Belly.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And I do it with my girlfriend.
That's oh. right.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's fun.
Is she in show business?
She's not, but we fight a lot
yeah.
on the air and stuff.
You know, Wendy had a similar situation. She and her husband did a podcast.
We did
really?
Snide Remarks Radio, and I will tell you, we haven't done it since I've been back with Bill. Uh-huh. But I was nicer to him during that podcast because when you're fighting and people are listening in, aren't you a little more respectful?
Not us.
Okay.
No, should we really go for the jugular?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because we know that it's entertainment. People want to hear it.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like a couple of times, she's cried.
Oh, no.
You've made her cry?
Yeah.
What made her cry? What'd you say?
I don't know, like some personal thing.
Yeah, and that did it.
We've done 90 of them, so yeah. Oh. But yeah, and then we've had to like not air it.
Too
so, like one time, I remember one time we literally she had to walk out of the room. Mm-hmm. And I had to apologize. I'm sorry.
Is it that
seemed,
hard to apologize?
That seemed genuine.
It's never the guy's fault. Ever.
I don't know
it's
that.
It's always the guy's fault.
It isn't.
Oh, you got to admit
no,
it.
No, I know, I do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm saying I'm sorry about, but I say I'm sorry because I know it's my fault. I don't know what I did.
Are you going to get married to her?
Yeah.
Are you?
I guess.
I hope so.
4 years. I don't think it's long enough, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, 4 years. Is
why?
It's time to get married.
Although, why, you know, why do you
it's
have to get married?
It's 2017. Is it not?
You seem not sure of that.
I don't know what year it is.
You seem very tentative on the year.
2017?
It is 2017.
Although, look, Goldie Hawn and
Kurt Russell.
They never got married.
They didn't.
And who? I mean,
but she didn't have Bobby Lee. If I had Bobby Lee, I'd get married.
Why?
Because you don't want to lose him.
You don't want to lose
you. I want to catch you. You're a great catch.
Oh.
If you love Bobby Lee, you got to put a ring on him.
Yeah, I'm not a good catch, by the way. You know what I am? You know what? You're right. I am. You know. I'm generous. I feel like I'm generous.
Yeah, you seem.
There's
to be
a lot
generous.
Of things I'm not. But I don't. I have intimacy issues.
Yeah.
Like you feel like lock eyes with me,
yeah.
And she says, "I love you."
Yeah.
I have to turn away and say, "I love you too."
Why do you think that is?
Because I don't want to look her soul. I feel like if our souls look at each other, then maybe I do love her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no. But there was more coming to that.
That's not a good way of going. I do love her.
Yeah. All right, look at me right now.
Yes.
All right, let's see. I'm you're looking. My girlfriend.
Okay.
Say I love you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, you looked away.
I know,
you
but that still feels
away.
As good.
It's not.
Do you still feel good?
No.
It's not the same.
Oh.
How long were your parents married?
They're still together.
They're still together.
Yeah. So they're Korean. They're not gonna. My parents are like mythological creatures. My mom looks like Yoda, and my dad looks like Gollum. There's no one else. When I was a kid, I looked at them. I go, my brother and I are screwed because that's what we're going to look like. When you have your parents are 4'8", right? Listen, can I just say that right now? I know that God intended me to go out with a girl named Ting Ting who's 4'4". Here's Ting Ting. Hello, how are you? And you know she cooks soup, right? But I
good
defied
soup.
God.
Ting
I said
Ting.
I'm going to go into show business and I'm going to get nines, not threes.
Nines.
Because I defied it.
Well, congratulations.
You're welcome.
I know she's just a character in a joke, but I want to be
like,
Ting Ting so
I really
badly,
don't
Bobby.
Like the way you wave all your fingers at me like that. Just when be a pink finger. Yeah, that one.
I just want to meet Ting Ting.
Yeah, right, we meet Ting Ting. Okay.
How come you can look Bill in the eye when you're kind of
well,
mad at
tell
him?
Me you love me.
I love you.
You looked right. You didn't back away. Bobby did not back away a little bit when he said it to
you
me.
You know why? Because it's a joke.
Oh, so when true meaning.
You broke
true
heart.
Meaning, I just. My, I,
it makes
yeah,
you uncomfortable?
I do, yeah. Like when you're cuddling and stuff, it's weird.
Yeah.
Cuddling is weird.
Is it not?
Not with somebody.
What are we,
love?
Lions? What are we laying around?
You look like.
I got stuff to do. All right?
What do you have to do?
Well, there are better things to do than just laying there with another human being.
You don't find that comforting a little bit?
In what way?
Yeah.
Your back hurts. You know what I mean? And then you don't know what to talk about. Your hair is nice. What? It's a waste of time. If you're watching a movie, yeah. Oh, we're watching Doctor Strange. I'll put my hand on her like leg.
Yeah.
Oh, that's touching.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But still, that's still good.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, he looked away.
I can't look at you.
God.
You looked at me and
I
said
know,
it
I know.
Without breaking.
Well, you know,
Wendy,
I mean,
he
I
really
know.
Loves you. That's why.
I guess so.
Well, I know. In high school, I had some sexual things with guys.
You did? Yeah.
I don't know why I just said that.
No. Too late.
Yeah, I did say it yeah, a couple times.
What's wrong with that? That's all right.
I know, but I feel, you know, as an older man, I'm admitting to it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, like, get myself to say it more on podcasts and radio and
yeah.
stuff. But when I say it, I don't want to see here. I want to be more open.
The world is very accepting now.
Thank you.
Very accepting.
It totally is.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I tell you, over the weekend, I was watching Wheel of Fortune, and one of the contestants, a woman, said, Pat Sajak asked some question about the family, and she said, oh, I met a woman a couple of years ago in Hawaii, and we fell in love, and now we have a family. And I thought there was a time where everybody in the audience would have went, whoa, what? What
yeah,
did she just say?
You're right.
But it doesn't happen anymore. And
it
that's
doesn't.
A good thing.
It is a great thing. Yeah, it is a great thing.
It is.
But, you know, since the election, it doesn't feel like we went backwards a little.
We did go backwards a little bit.
You're like, you know, I don't know if this is true, but if Pence is into, like, electrocuting.
Right, to
not
conversion therapy.
But conversion therapy. Conversion.
Well, it kind of involves that.
There's no electricity?
I think there is.
There's a limited amount. Like,
yeah, but there's, if there's,
a little bit of
a prick of electricity, it's still bad.
Yeah.
It's electroshock
therapy. Yeah, you can't change anybody.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, you look the way you do, your face.
Always a pleasure to have
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
What does that mean?
You look like you have progeria. No. Do you guys know what progeria is?
Yes, when you look older than you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm kidding.
He looks very young.
You're very handsome. I love you.
He did not look away.
That time again, you did not look away.
You know what you actually do? You look like a better looking William H. Macy.
Thank you, question mark.
You called me all kinds of stuff earlier, by the way.
What did I call you?
Let's you called me. List. What'd you call me? That guy from Bonanza?
No, that was a texter wanted to know if you were Hap Singh from Bonanza.
That hurt.
But I didn't do Mrs. Livingston from Eddie's Father. I showed perfect restraint.
I know you did it. I know you did it.
Oh, my God.
That's why Bobby loves me.
I love you guys.
He knows when to show
restraint. Honestly, I was telling Tony, this is the only one I want to do.
Is that right?
Yeah, because the other ones are like...
You did all everybody's shows this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't enjoy those. You saved
No, because with this one, it's like you guys ask me questions and I can answer them and I feel like I can say things.
Yeah,
you know?
You can. That's
right. Not that I have no disrespect. I like all of them.
Yeah.
But
who's
they
the
don't
worst?
Let you talk?
Well, you can't say that when I was in high school on morning news that
right.
hooked up with a couple of friends.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Whose show did you do today that you say to yourself, I really shouldn't do that show anymore? It's
I can't say that out
loud.
That's
that?
A smart move.
That's a very smart move. I like them all, but they're just little
different.
Weird in different ways.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think they appreciate you.
They do.
Do you think so?
But with Mancow, like, can I say his name?
Yeah, what's that like? Was that fun? Did you have a good time with him?
No.
Everything go okay?
No, but I've known him for so long, and he's a great, he texts me, you know, I like him.
Yeah.
But he makes me crazy, so then I'll do crazy things, and then I regret what I do, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, we didn't.
He brings out the best in people, doesn't he?
Yeah. No, I like him, you know, but, you know. You guys are like, I could do this forever with you guys.
Oh, that's so nice. That's the ultimate compliment. Thank you, Bobby.
I love you.
Oh, no look
oh,
away.
Oh, my God. That
no
was like,
away.
You have not broken your You did. You no, just did for a second.
I'm closing my eyes.
At the okay. end. Bobby, always good to see you.
We're bye.
Proud of you. It's Bobby Lee.
Bye.
He's at the Improv. I know you already established that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's at the Improv all this week. Go see him. He's always funny. It's Bobby Lee. Stick around. News is next. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.